podcast.
So much goddamn happiness.
To anybody who asked, he is called Charlie, be they male or female. That was the Trip Westerns with the track Blame Charlie from the Trip Westerns EP. One of several bands I've seen live over the last few weeks, and I thought I'd share that one with you. Rather good they were too. I think there's a lot of hype about them, and the hype is all good. They are going somewhere, and I hope they will go somewhere rather well and rather successfully. I look forward to seeing them again soon. Right. Now, my name is Pete Cogle, by the way. I should say that first. This is PCP, my podcast. Pete Cogle presents, perhaps. PC podcast, Pete Cogle's podcast. Who knows what it's called? All I know is that I've been doing it for 17 years, and I came back after a few weeks off last week. Did you enjoy the show? Tell me. Go on. Drop me a line. Pete.Cogle@gmail.com or say something on the website or social media or whatever. I think some people enjoyed having me back. So, yeah, it was nice to be back. It's nice to have a break and nice to have a come back and play something fresh. Like that track, for example. Let's move on. Let's move on with track two. This is by Saki. I have played him before. S-A-Q-I. And a track on Jumpsuit Records called Matador.
BBC podcast.
If it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Very loud, wasn't it? That was a live recording of The Hole I See by The Alcoholics, THEE Alcoholics, who I saw in support, actually. That's from an album called Live at the Piper. They were supporting an artist, well, a trio I shall be playing a bit more of later. But that was rather good, rather loud, very enjoyable. Before that, we heard Saki with Matador. That's the single track that has just come out on Jumpsuit Records. And I always like what comes out of Jumpsuit Records. Always good stuff. But now it's time for a mix. We begin with Vitali Sturm on a track called Labyrinth. Next there, we finished with Conte, K-O-N-T-E, with a track called Deep in the Night. That is from Forward Music, from the album Future Progressive Volume 2, which is a free download. You find them at Bandcamp. And then we had before that, we heard Vitali Sturm, S-H-T-U-R-M, with a track called Labyrinth. That was the Juan Ibanez and Andres Morris remix. And that's on the Future Avenue record label, from their album Atmospheric Progressive number 6. Now, of course, Future Music and Forward Music and various other ones like Third Avenue I've been playing over the last sort of few months are all related. There's an awful lot of free stuff out there. I think I might put together a little house mix at some point. Not quite sure what I'd do with it, whether I'll put it out in the podcast or just put it out on one of the streaming services. But, that's really nice. I hope you enjoyed those too. Right. Two more, artists I saw live at the 234 Festival. The Trip Prestons were one of them, and these two. We have heard Coco and the Lost before, but they'll be coming to us in a minute with a track called Oh What a Curse It Is. And before that, we got Canned Pineapple with She's Got a Car.
She's got a car, I've got a job, she takes me everywhere. Oh, she's got a car, I've got a job, she takes me everywhere. She's got a car, I've got a job, she takes me everywhere. She's got a car, I've got a job, she takes me
recommended.
Oh, what a curse it is to be in love. That's what I tell myself when it gets tough. Oh, what a curse it is to be in love. Love these lovers.
And the Lost with Oh What a Curse It Is, brackets, to be in love. Well, if you say so, I think it's quite nice, actually. Before that, we had Canned Pineapple with She's Got a Car from their EP called Canned Pineapple, would you believe? Yes. Rather enjoyed them. I thought they were unexpectedly good. I was talking to my mate Ian, who said he wasn't too sure. Well, I thought I was quite sure. They were very good, and I really enjoyed them. So I should be playing more tracks like that coming up, should we say. But now it's time for retrospective time. I've got two tracks for you. One in a minute from Tear Wave from 2007. But now, old friend Dunkelbunt with a track called Cinnamon Girl.
It's like having a bath with your socks on.
Thank you.
Frontier Wave with a track called Lotus Flower. I picked that up years ago. 2007 is when I got that particular track from an EP called Tear Wave. And then before that, from 2010, Dunkelbunt with Cinnamon Girl, the Ross Killed edit. Both of those are rather good. And I think I have played Dunkelbunt several times before, but I just can't resist it. It's just such a damn good track. Right, back to some people I've seen live. Back to the 234 Festival, which took place at the Green Door Store here, down in Brighton recently. This is Fräulein, another band that's got a lot of hype about them. One of your two-piece. Lead singer is a girl playing guitar, and the drummer is a boy. This is Fräulein and Big Cool.
Disturb you. It scares the willies out of me.
Da balumimbabo, ma kukeni, asongo ma kukeni. Nga ule mbude mokla don tunu ya no vile nchene ya eh. Ve medili ya mwibinu ya eh.
Well, the chaotic noise was by Avalanche Kato with a track called Dabalu Muni from the album Dabalu Muni. Very interesting bunch. A couple of guys playing drums and guitar. I think one of them was from Belgium and one of them was from Holland. Providing most of the sort of noise aspects, and then the singing and strumming of African instruments was by another guy. He was just mental, really, throwing himself in the audience and doing lots of mad things, but very interesting. Another one of various artists promoted by Acid Box, which is, I think, possibly my favourite promoter in Brighton, Polly, who handles that. And we had the Alcoholics before. They were the support to Avalanche Kato, but unlike anything I've ever seen for quite a while. Yes, interesting stuff. And then before that, we had Fräulein with Big Cool from their Pedestal EP. And as I say, more good things from them coming along. Two more artists from, actually three, I'm going to end the show with three artists that played the remainder of the 234 Festival. We're going to start off with this lot. I've seen them before, actually, they're rather good. A little bit of jazz rocky, quite interesting. This is Dog's Life by Plantoid.
Bye. slim and handsome, mm-hmm. ever so masculine,
mm-hmm.
terrifically dashing, easily set on fire.
Now, no need to go any further.
Obviously, it's
Pete Cogle.
That was Moon Idol with a track called Moments. I think it's just a single track at the moment. They struck me as being a very young and new band. They didn't really make much contact with the audience. Perhaps something they'll pick up on as they get a bit older. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. And they did actually open the entire two-day festival, which is always difficult to do, let's face it. But really enjoyed them. Moon Idol. And then before that, Plantoid, who came on stage, literally threw themselves on stage just as they were supposed to go on. I think one of the guitarists was a bit late, so they had a shorter set, but they put a lot of effort into it. So that was Dog's Life by Plantoid, and I'm hopefully going to see them again soon at the Mutations Festival, which will be coming up in November. It's not long, actually. Not long to wait. Yes, but there was one particularly standout set by a band I have seen before. They were in support. Who were they in support for? of Frankie and the Witch Fingers, I think, is who they were support for. Possibly them, possibly Black Lips. I can't remember exactly. This is Eclectic Cowboy Club, who threw themselves into their performance, and I really do mean threw themselves into the performance. Totally mad, in the bar, climbing everywhere, climbing through people's feet, throwing himself all over the place with the lead singer, and the band just carried on playing. This is Coconut Tree by Eclectic Cowboy Club. It's a single you can find out on various places, but I thought you'd enjoy it. And it's the last track, so I shall say ta-ta, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'll be back next week with another selection of weird, wonderful music from all over the world. And until then, I've been Pete Cogle. See you soon, folks.
Key to a nice, relaxed evening.